from Dr. Rowney Kilda's book, Bright Light on Black Shadows, 2015. Sleep deprivation is done by electronic harassment or other conventional means. Suddenly, electronic household appliances break, toasters and water coolers burn out, and the stove gets red hot in a few minutes when an extra strong electronic current is fed in by strange means. With electronic beams, they break lamps, turn on the radio by remote control in the middle of the night, and zap her with radio waves. They have torn every handbag by breaking the inside lining, and also torn her clothing. She was told it was for looking into hidden documents. What stupidity, doing this year after year to innocent people. Her elderly parents in their 90s became targets of intimidation, as well as young people. Microwaves are used to induce extreme stress and harassment. Strange people follow the victim in the street wearing t-shirts with special messages like, "Run, dog, run." When she wrote Canada for help and mailed the letter, in 15 minutes, a strange woman also jumped at her in the street wearing a plastic bag that had the word Canada written on it and coughing expressively to attract her attention. Loudspeaking and artificial laughs and coughs at inappropriate occasions are part of the harassment. Several years of covert harassment has taught her a lot about their criminal methods. Satanism is widely used. Young women and men dressed all in black and wearing ear and nose rings are doing surveillance, sometimes with bicycles and rucksacks on their backs. Recruits signal with colors in their clothing. Fresh recruits use pink for reasons unknown. Old ladies wear white and black. During the Vietnam War, when poisons and chemicals such as Agent Orange were used, the project was called Orange. Thus, today when recruits poison the victim, they commonly wear orange shirts, coats, blouses, or shorts. When they radiate with microwaves or other electromagnetic or radio waves, they use yellow. Yellow towels, yellow t-shirts are a sign for danger and radiation and radioactivity. They can also irradiate poison and destroy bushes, trees, and flowers in the garden from helicopters when they have marked special houses for harassment. Nike clothing, caps, shorts, tennis shoes, and sweatshirts are also often worn by recruits. This is probably because a former Californian military base called Nike has become a mind control training center. She has often been followed by people wearing Nike caps and clothing when they terrorize her with laser beaming with instruments camouflaged as cameras, transistor radios, barbering machines, etc. The beams make one feel sick, nauseated, lethargic, and cause headaches. They use them in buses, trains, and even airplanes, where perps often sit behind their victim. In buses, the recruits usually sit at the back, and one comes from the same station as the victim into the bus. However, often another soldier who is already on the bus observes how his colleague is doing his task. Then one of them gets off the bus, and another, maybe a woman, comes in with a rucksack and a fishing rod, another much-used camouflage for recruits. Laser beaming devices can be hidden in these rucksacks, in attaché cases, and bigger EMP weapons are commonly hidden in a suitcase in the adjoining compartment of the train to where the victim sits and is beamed through the wall. They are also used in conference rooms when the organization's soldiers are trying to confuse the speaker. These are called amnesia beams and were already developed in the 1950s. And yet very few people know about this technology even today. She has seen one of these suitcases even in the main post office next to the photocopying machine. It was left there by itself. And while the victim makes copies, extremely powerful radiation emissions fed from the machine also makes extra copies, which are left in the machine. Did you know that authorities get automatically a copy of your papers this way? There are absolutely no secrets anymore, anywhere. The victim also noticed in her apartment unusual patterns of occupancy in the flats surrounding hers, upstairs, downstairs, and on all sides. Suddenly, inhabitants changed apartments so that they appear empty, and then furnished, and strange operations seem to be conducted from them by electronic means. They seem to be used as bases of operation of mind control experiments. If families still live in them, they were recruited for sabotage operations. This encirclement facilitates studies of holographic human telemetrics. Devices are used to see through the walls, and victims' thought signals and intentions can be traced on a computer next door. This might sound like science fiction, but it is only advanced technology today that has been kept secret from mediocratic academic circles and the general public for decades already. To camouflage all this criminal activity, doctors are taught in medical school that people that expose these operations are paranoid. Thus, they double the victim's suffering because they are not believed, and the intelligence agency's criminality can continue as before. One reason this technology has remained a state secret is the widespread prestige of the Psychiatric Diagnostic and Statistical Manual 4, produced by the U.S. American Psychiatric Association, APA, and printed in 18 languages. Psychiatrists working for U.S. intelligence agencies no doubt participated in writing and revising this manual. This psychiatric Bible covers up the secret development of mind control technologies by labeling some of their effects as symptoms of paranoid schizophrenia. Victims and mind-controlled experimentees are thus routinely diagnosed, knee-jerk fashion, as mentally ill by doctors who learned the DSM symptom list in medical school. Physicians have not been schooled that patients may be telling the truth when they report being targeted against their will or being used as guinea pigs for electronic, chemical, and bacteriological forms of psychological warfare. Time is running out for changing the direction of military medicine and ensuring the future of human freedom. Rauni Kilda, MD, former Chief Medical Officer of Northern Finland, December 6, 2000.